Now, three, independence on the sangskaras, independence on these karma formations, independence on all these drunken activities, as it were, arises vijnana, or consciousness. Now, this isn't consciousness in general, it's consciousness in a specific sense, what is called technically the relinking consciousness. And it's so called because it relinks one, the person concerned or the psyche concerned, to the psychophysical organism of the new life or new birth, if you like. According to Buddhism, for conception to take place, conception of a human being, three factors are necessary, according to the texts. First of all, sexual intercourse. That's the first factor. Secondly, it must be the prospective mother's season. And thirdly, there must be what the texts popularly describe as the being to be reborn. Being here, of course, represents or equals the last moment of consciousness belonging to the previous existence or the previous birth. In other words, it represents the re-linking consciousness. According to the Theravada school, there's no interval. Rebirth follows immediately upon death. There's no interval in between. But other schools, the Sarvastivadins and following them the Tibetans, teach that in between there's an intermediate state. This intermediate state is very well known to a number of us from the Tibetan Book of the Dead. I'm not going at present into the question of who is right and who is wrong, I'm merely stating this difference. A very important question which does arise, however, is who or what is reborn? One is often asked this. Sometimes people like to ask tricky questions, sometimes think that they're being rather clever, especially when you talk about anatta, the no-self, or the no-soul, and so on. They like to pop up afterwards and say, well, if there's no self, what's reborn? Or who is reborn? This is considered by some people very clever. Now, one may say, in this connection, that there are two extremes to be avoided. One extreme is maintaining that the person who is reborn, who reappears in a new existence, is the same as the old one. So if someone is reborn, what is the same Tom or Dick or Harry or Gertrude or Mary that you had before? Same old mind, a new body. This sort of a belief is expressed, for instance, in the Bhagavad Gita, where Sri Krishna says that what is rebirth? It's just like changing your clothes. You get up in the morning, you decide to wear a new set of clothes. So just like that, you cast aside the old body and you take the new body. You yourself, as it were, remain unchanged. So the person in the previous life, person in the present life, are the same. The other view says, no, they are different. They're two quite different persons. The influence or the conditioning coming from the body is so profound, so basic, as it were, that you can't speak of the same person. It's a different person entirely. So these are the two extremes. That the person reborn is the same as the one who died, or different from the one who died. Now this difference, these two extremes, are connected historically with a very ancient Indian dispute about the nature of causation. One can say that in this connection there are two schools, even though in India there are two schools. One is called Satkaryavada. The Satkaryavadin schools maintain that cause and effect are identical. They say that when a so-called effect is produced, all that has really happened is that the cause has changed its form. They say, for instance, that suppose you have a lump of gold. That's the cause. The lump of gold is made into ornaments that represent the effect. Well, it's the same gold. Whether you call it cause, whether you call it effect, it doesn't really make any difference. It's one. It's the same. It's uninterrupted. Now, those who follow the Asatkaryavada, they say no. They say cause is one thing, effect is quite different. Of course, both these views the Satkaryavada and the Asatkaryavada, if they are pressed logically, they both make causation impossible. If cause and effect are really identical, well, you can't really speak of cause and effect at all. If, on the other hand, cause and effect are quite different, well, how can you relate them? So in that case, also there's no causation. So Buddhism avoids this whole argument. It regards it as proceeding from wrong premises in any case. Buddhism teaches neither Satkaryavada, identity of cause and effect, nor Asatkaryavada, difference of cause and effect. It teaches, particularly somewhat Pada, it teaches conditionality. It says, symbolically or abstractly, in dependence upon A, B arises. It says that the relationship between the two terms, A and B, cannot be described in terms of identity, cannot be described either in terms of difference. These two categories do not just fit. Now the same idea is applied to this question also of rebirth. Buddhism says if you ask, is it the same person who is reborn or is it different? Then that's beside the point. The one who is reborn is neither the same as nor different from the one who died. And here in the same way the formula is, in dependence on the samskaras of the last life, the karma formations of the last life, consciousness arises in this life. Buddhism doesn't say it's the same person reborn, doesn't say it's a different person entirely. If one puts it paradoxically, and sometimes Buddhist writers do, they're rather fond of paradox, one can say that the really strict orthodox Buddhist position is that there is rebirth, but there's no one who is reborn. That's exactly what the position is. And it's for this reason that Buddhism avoids terms like reincarnation. If you use the word reincarnation, well, what is incarnation? I mean, getting into a body. Reincarnation is getting into a body again. But it assumes, just as in the case of the Bhagavad Gita passage I referred to, that you've got a little soul or self up here, as it were, and popping into one body after another. So this assumes that the soul or the self who does the popping into the different bodies remains the same, unchanged, is reincarnated. So Buddhism doesn't like to use this word reincarnation. The technically correct word is punabhava, or again becoming, or re-becoming, not even rebirth.